Gail, hi.
Hi.
Usually you're here doing our news coverage. We hear your voice throughout the week, and you do great work there, but you're here for a little bit of a different reason today, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Four Corners Writers Anthology for this, the second time around, the second volume?
Okay, this is the second volume of Four Corners Voices. We had considerable success with the first one, since it got a Colorado Book Award for Best Anthology. So we have a new one coming out. We have now received the physical books. We're going to have an event later at the Sunflower Theater to have some readings from some of the folks. It's an anthology with 13 pieces of nonfiction, 13 of fiction, and then a number of poems, and all by authors either located in the Four Corners or writing about the Four Corners.
Yeah, and one thing I like about it, and you mentioned it there, is it doesn't, you don't have to just be into short stories or just into fiction. This has a full breadth of different kind of literature in it, and you were one of the editors on the anthology, right?
This time around I was,
yeah.
Yes. I did the nonfiction.
I was going to say, so why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the entries that are highlighted on the nonfiction side this year?
There's a couple of them that have to do with rafting in the Four Corners area, which I think a lot of local people are interested in. There's a number of them that have to do with animals in one way or another. Mm-hmm. People's relationship with animals or animal encounters they've had in the Four Corners. There's just a really good variety, I think, of topics, both in the, well, in all of the three categories.
And what is a requirement for someone who went to submit something to this second volume? Do they have to be unpublished? What are the qualifications there?
No, there's really no qualifications like that. They can certainly be unpublished, and we have people that are unpublished. There's also people that have been published and are known writers, so it's kind of a mixture of those folks. They just had to follow the rules for the word count and so on, and then they had to compete, basically, to get selected.
And when you maybe winnowed down your selections a bit, do you do hands-on editing, like go back and maybe proofread or give some feedback on it, or are these kind of printed more as is?
It's more as is. The editing is very slight. Mm-hmm. There might be, you know, checking for typos and that kind of stuff, but it's not heavy hands-on editing. It's not like somebody brings something and you do the job of a book editor and say, you need to remove this part and da-da-da-da.
Cool, yeah. I was curious about that because, I mean, you want to keep the essence of kind of like how it was submitted. Yeah, you don't want to smooth it out too much. That's kind of part of the charm of the whole deal, right?
Exactly, because you don't want to be the writer. You wind up being the writer if you're doing too much editing.
Yeah, so. And they all kind of sound the same, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was your first time editing an anthology like this, I'm assuming, yeah? What was different about that than editing your daily news?
Oh, it's definitely different. And I should mention that I'm just one of three editors.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to give credit to them, too. But editing the daily news is, I think, in some ways more difficult because you have to compress a lot of information into a short amount of space, at least for the on-air parts of the the news stories. The difficult part about the editing wasn't that per se, it was selecting among the different entries which ones would make it in.
Do you know about how many nonfiction entries you had?
Yes, I can't remember whether it was 36 or 37.
Wow.
But they had to be winnowed down to 13, excuse me, which meant one and three basically. Mm-hmm. And so it was very difficult because they were not a lot of bad ones. In fact, I don't think any of them were, were bad. So it was very difficult choosing them.
Yeah, I find we do have some pretty talented people here in the Four Corners, for sure.
There's some people, I think, from all four states that have things selected for this volume, and just a variety of people, a great diversity of types of writing and authors.
Finally, I'd like to kind of touching back on the event that y'all will be having at the Sunflower, the reading event. What do you think is the true benefit of coming out to an event like that rather than someone picking up a print copy and reading it on their own?
The people who read, they've been given some help, I think, but they do really good readings. Mm-hmm. it's very interesting to hear things, particularly poetry, I think, spoken out loud. It's a different experience than just sitting and reading them. But of course, if people would prefer, they can just pick up a copy of the book and sit and read it in a corner.
Yeah, I would imagine, especially in poetry, there's like rhythm and stuff to the rhymes. So oh, yes. That's probably just as important as the words being said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Cool.